I got a second tattoo this weekend, on my right forearm, to complement the crop circle tattooed on my left forearm. The new one is a version of the Tetragrammaton, the name of God that appears 6,828 times in the Hebrew Scriptures. It's a choice that has made some of my acquaintances nervous, for the casual use of God's name, according to Jewish ideas going back a few thousand years, is strictly forbidden, and tattoos are also verboten. So, any ambitions I might have had to convert to Judaism are probably now scotched. I guess I'm walking rather a fine line. It's not my desire to offend the members of an entire religion, but I also see no reason to worry much about the superstitions of a belief system to which I don't personally subscribe. Still, permanently inscribing a name of God on my person was not a lightly made decision. It was impulsive, sure. But since I am a reasonable man, I took the time to come up with several reasons to justify my impulse. For one thing, as a former Jehovah's Witness, I have already spent about 16 years of my life figuratively bearing the name of God, and it made sense, to me, to acknowledge the impressions left on me from that time with a corresponding and literal impression on my flesh. I wanted to reappropriate that name, to make it my own. And besides, I've earned the right. And for another thing, I'm willing to believe that the Tetragrammaton has talismanic power, and to believe, also, that I can channel that power to my own ends. I'm optimistic that way. The Tetragrammaton is comprised of four Hebrew letters, Yod, He, Vav, He, and since, in Hebrew, letters themselves have meaning, every word unpacks hologrammatically. In this case, the word used for the name of God can be translated as, He that causes to become, or I am that I am. And this idea that I am the creator of my world, along with the idea that the declaration I am has power in itself, was also part of my reasoning behind the tattoo. I wanted a constant, tangible reminder that I am continually creating the world I experience. I suppose I am taking a risk. Old religious taboos and heretical tattoos may well be a bad combination, and perhaps I will suffer from some sort of curse. But I can't say I'm too worried. After all, when I got the crop circle tattoo, I rather hoped for direct alien contact, or at least a UFO sighting. But neither of those things happened. If I have angered the Lord of Hosts, I'm sure he'll find a way to let me know about it. But I suspect he cares very little about my choice of body art, and that both my tattoos will remain idiosyncratic choices with deep significance for me, and no one else. Personally, I wouldn't have it any other way. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.